Thank you. It's open for business again. Route 36 is back in business after a one-day closure due to a crash involving a semi-tractor trailer. The road closed yesterday when the rig went off the pavement yesterday morning around 9:30. Nobody was hurt, but the mishap forced closure of the road that would have been the highway to heaven, so to speak, for the 4th of July weekend, the road to Ruth Lake and beyond. Work crews worked all day yesterday to clear out the problems, and the road is now open again. A reminder of how dry conditions are without rain around here. Firefighters spent yesterday afternoon fighting a brush fire in Samoa. Crews worked through early evening to extinguish the fire of unknown origin. It burned 1/4 acre of land before they were able to contain it. Fire agencies say this is an example of their worst fear this summer: dry conditions that will make vegetation fuel for potentially uncontainable fires. That's why they have imposed burning permit restrictions everywhere. It's also why the federal government has suspended burning of any kind in the Six Rivers National Forest. Every available highway patrol officer, all hands on deck, starting tonight as the CHP steps up patrol for the 4th of July weekend. The CHP said it will be actively looking for violations, or compliance, as they prefer to call it. That includes use of seat belts, driving the speed limit, lights on through the Eureka and Arcata corridor, don't forget, and especially they're looking for driving under the influence violations. They'll be looking for these violations beginning at 6 tonight as the motoring public gears up for the long holiday weekend. They remind us during this weekend last year, 56 people died on California highways, and 70% of those were not wearing seatbelts. They also made 1,500 arrests this weekend last year for driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. It'll take even longer to get your mail beginning next year. The U.S. Postal Service said it's going ahead with consolidation to save money and consolidate work. That means that mail destined for Eureka will be sorted in Medford, Oregon, and critics estimate that'll add a day to local delivery of first-class mail. Two local congressmen opposed the consolidation using the same logic they used 2 years ago, that it will cost local jobs and hurt the local economy. Writing the letter to the U.S. Postmaster, Congressman Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson argued that the elderly, veterans, and rural residents will be most affected by the consolidation because mail will take even longer, and that mail being prescriptions and other vital information. The postmaster said that no one in Eureka will lose a job as a result of that consolidation, and again, that begins sometime next year. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We've been looking at crime in our community and what we as citizens can do about it. Chief Andrew Mills said our problems are not unique. Our community is suffering from an influx of the transient population, something you can see simply by driving through downtown. Mills said we as citizens can do some simple things that'll help address the transient problem. Sometimes the message boils down to a few simple words.
People have to stop giving cash to the panhandlers. That cash goes directly to drugs. There's not one person who's starving to death in Humboldt County. There are a lot of places that you can go and get food, all the way from Betty Chin to the food pantries, from Salvation Army to the Rescue Mission.
Mills said there are plenty of things you could do with the money that you give in donations. You can give directly to agencies helping the homeless. He said it's a matter of self-control.
And to people like that. Give it to Betty Chin. Give it to St. Vincent de Paul. Give it to the Rescue Mission. Give it to anybody. But don't give it directly to the homeless. You're just enabling.
Mills said community leaders have a plan to deal with the other issues, and we will see it by the end of the year. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.